Tuscola Sports Radio is sponsored by Vestas Services, Dynamic Advertising, Mike's Heating and Air, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, WPTL, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. We are live at the Tuscola baseball field as Smoky Mountain comes over for the second game in this series. And I, as always, am Branson Reese, and by my side, the man, the myth, the legend, Kenny Mullen. Kenny, a great Monday for baseball. It's second game in a week on Monday.
You ain't kidding. Well, I tell you, this is a beautiful evening here. A little bit of a breeze, but nothing bad. It's warm. It's the skies are looking good. It's just a beautiful evening out here.
Yeah, beautiful evening, and they're wasting no time with lineups. So, Kenny, let's jump into the lineups for Smoky and Tuscola.
All right, let me go ahead and shoot them out here to you real quick. First of all, the lineup for the Smoky Mountain Mustangs. Leading off is Andy Moore. He's at first base. Batting second is Lane Plemons at shortstop. Batting third is Weston Dills in left field. Batting in the cleanup spot is number four, Will Klontz. Batting in the fifth spot is number one, Luke Rogers. He's at third base. Batting in the sixth spot is Dawson Gunner in right field. Batting in the seventh spot is Jonah Ash. He's on the mound today for the Mustangs. Batting eighth is Hunter Cole catching. Batting ninth is Aiden Foxworth, and he's at second base. And Cody Kilpatrick is at second base, and he's the flex player for tonight. For the Tuscola Mountaineers, leading off tonight will be Mason Harrell. He's on the mound. He'll be doing the throwing tonight. Batting in the second spot, Landry Webb at shortstop. Batting in the third spot is Ian Omsler. He's in left field. Batting in the fourth spot is August Fama at third base. Batting fifth is Eli Freeman in right field. Batting sixth is Sean Gillen at first base. Batting seventh is Jonas Jones at catcher. Batting eighth is the DH tonight, Cameron Hall. He'll be batting in the eighth spot. Elijah Hampton is in center field, batting ninth. And Bryson Matthews is in left field, and he's the flex player tonight for the Mountaineers. There's your lineups, Branson.
All right, then. Of course, this game, the game one, was played Thursday night over at Smoky Mountain. Tuscola winning that game in a close one, 9-8. But nonetheless, Kenny, another win in the conference. But the guys lost a game Friday night, the second one at West Henderson, 13-12. 25 runs put up in that game.
Oh, I know. Thing is, you know, we were leading there one time and then end up losing that one. But, of course, like I said, the boys have played good so far.
Yeah. So we're going to step away for the national anthem. You are listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling.
Looking to promote your business with inexpensive advertising? Dynamic Advertising and Marketing can help. Their advertising targets the exact profile of customers you are looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, offering free design and full-color advertising. Give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. And Kenny, like you said, great night for baseball. Had a little bit of a breeze today. Beautiful day. We've had a couple of good days weather-wise and everything, and tonight, no different.
Well, I'll tell you, I just hope the boys are on track tonight.
I agree with you. Need to get back on track, pick up you know, where they did from Thursday night and forget about that Friday night game and move forward. And right now it's time for the Steve Carver Haywood Ace Hardware Keys of the Game. Go by and see Steve and his helpful staff west of the Lake Junaluska stoplight on Delwood Road. Now it's time to fill up your propane tanks. Haywood Ace Hardware, the helpful place. Kenny, I'm going to have to say, you know, we've been putting a lot of the pressure on Mason, if you ask me, him needing to pitch and be perfect. And tonight's no different, but I think you're going to have the bats rolling tonight.
Well, yeah, for sure. Mason's he's done the job so far. He's carried the team, you know, and he sort of asked to. And, you know, while we're on that, I want to shout out to his grandfather down south. I know he's listening.
Yep.
He listens to us every game down there and that we're on the air. And we just want to say, hey, you know.
Yeah, he came up to see us at the East Rowan game a couple of years ago.
Well, he was here a couple of games ago.
That's
you
right.
know, he come up, you know.
Yeah.
And I hope you're tuned in tonight.
All right, Mason Harrell finishing up his warm-up pitches tonight. And, Kenny, last Monday night was an incredible pitching game for him. If you ask me, I thought he was hitting on all cylinders last Monday against West Henderson. Of course, Tuscola picking up, I think it was that, what was it, 3-1 victory.
I mean, he's been, you know, the thing is so far, you know, he's been consistent. He's been around to play with his pitches and stuff and done a really good job, you know. What I like about Mason pitching, too, is he's what would you say, unflappable, I guess. You know, he never changes expression, never gets mad, you know, never. And that's what it takes to be a good pitcher, actually.
Yeah. Well, you hate to say emotionless, but I guess you could say a motionless face is what to be him because he never, like you said, he never changes. So as we get started here in the top of the first inning, up for Smokey will be Andy Moore. He's stepping in playing first tonight. First batter against Mason.
Left-hander.
And tries to lay down a bunny. It will be foul.
So, we haven't seen a lot of left-handed batters this year so far.
No. Give everybody a little bit of an update. When the fifth inning started, the Lady Mountaineers were down 5-0. When they got out of the fifth, they were up 6-5. So, big game for the ladies over here playing Swain County today. 0-1 count on Moore. Mason Harrell's pitch. Hit right back up the middle to center field to Elijah Hampton.
Good base hit right there by Andy Moore. Line shot right up the middle, right over second base.
And that's going to bring up Lane Plemons. Lane plays shortstop. So Plemons stepping in with the runner on first. Mason taking a look. Check, another bunt laid down. That one's going to stay fair. Fama going to be wise to let that go, and it will be foul. So good job by August.
I didn't think that was going to go foul. It went out down the chalk on third baseline, and it was almost two-thirds of the way to third base before it ever rolled out foul.
Well, that was smart because if he had played it, he would have been safe at first.
Well, you're right. When you said it was a good play on Fama's part there to let that ball go.
So the 0-1 going to be low and away, 1-1. Plemons taking a look down to first. Harrell's 1-1 pitch. Going to be popped up. That may stay in. Jones giving a run. And going to be into the crowd right behind him. Right down here behind him. That's going to be count now. 1-2. And Smokey Mountain coming in tonight. Head coach is Wes Plemons, and his assistants are people that we know, Kenny. Houston McCracken's an assistant, Jared Penland, Leighton Penland, and David Rogers. Of course, David from over in Canton, living in Silva now, so he got some Haywood and Buncombe connections with him. And Plemons is 1-2 pitch, stays high, so it's a 2-2 count now. Bunt laid down. That one's going to be down. Fumble the throw to first. Going to get him. That was close right there.
Very close, but yeah, he got him by a step, I think.
That's going to move Andy Moore up to second with one out. That's going to bring up Weston Deals. Harold checking that runner at second. That pitch outside, 1-0. Andy Moore getting a lead off a second. Shot towards, just over a jumping Landry Webb's head. That's going to send him home. There's going to be a play at the plate. Pitt throw is off. Jones comes, knocks it down, keeps it from going to the backstop, but that's going to allow Weston Deals to get to second.
Yeah, that hit right over shortstop. And like you said, just a jumping Landry Webb, and just a little too high for him to reach.
So that's going to bring up Will Clonch here. Clonch going to be the designated hitter for Smokey tonight. Crazy seeing all those cars out there, Kenny. As many people here for the baseball and softball game.
Boy, I know. That field is completely full.
First pitch to Clonch, swung on, missed, 0-1. And the good thing is, Kenny, it's a good day for the gate for Tuscola, too, when you have a big game, two big games like this.
Boy, that's for sure. Yeah, that's always helps.
O-1 pitch, swung on, missed, 0-2. So two good pitches by Mason. Mason checking Deals at second. Steps off. Deals will retreat back. Count now 0-2. One out. Smoky Mountain leading 1-0 here in the top of the first. Ooh. 0-2 just misses outside.
That was close, Branson. That
1-2. One-two pitch, fouled off down the third baseline. Count stays 1-2. Smokey Mountain coming in at Kenny wearing all black with the royal blue piping on the side with the black jersey and the royal numbers. The 1-2, got him, two away.
Big strikeout right there. You know, another big factor in this game tonight going to be Branson is Mason has to keep his pitch count down, stay in this game as long as he can.
Yeah, you're right. And that was what he looked at. That's what we were looking at last Monday night. Up now is Luke Rogers.
Yeah, last Monday night he kept that pitch count. I think he ended up with, 68 or something pitches?
Yeah, which well below 80.
He can go 105, you know, in a game, but he'll have enough time off after this game. He just needs to keep his pitch count down, like I said, so he can stay in this game as long as possible.
Oh, one pitch.
Ooh.
That one stayed up. 1-1. Mason Harrell's 1-1 pitch on its way. Swung on, miss, got past Jonas. That's going to allow Weston Dills to move up to third. Count now 1-2, 2-2. Runner on third. Smokey leading 1-0 here in the top of the first. That 1-2 missing low, so now it's a 2-2 count. The 2-2. That one popped up towards left field.
Fly ball. Left field. Playable.
Alms are making the catch for the third out. And as we move to the bottom of the first inning, Mountaineers giving up one here in the top of the first. Down 1-0 to Smokey. And we want to thank our sponsors. Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vestas Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware.
19 pitches on that inning right there.
19,
that's
what
not
I was,
bad. You know, we said, you know, 14 or 15 is good if you can keep it around there. But 19, that's not bad. That's.
Yeah, that'll be good, keeping it down. You know, and of course he'll have a couple more innings where he's have, you know, better numbers,
right,
know, and stuff. So, like you said, you want to keep it around that 14-17 range, and he's at 19, so not that far off. So, and as Josiah Ash is finishing up his warm-up pitches, we want to remind everybody that we will be back on the air Thursday night for softball as T.C. Robertson comes over to the field behind us to play softball. Lady Mountaineers already playing them one time over there in Skyland, winning that game 12-6. And we won't have any games next week as spring break is here. Hard to believe that much. Don't have that much time for schools out. But the boys will be playing in a tournament, I believe, down in Shelby, and the girls are off next week. So be a good time to give the girls a week off. And, of course, the boys playing in, I believe it's an Easter tournament. And so we will be picking up the week after as Pisgah will be on the schedule. Ash's last warm-up pitch.
Now batting number 7,
and
Mason
Harrell is going to lead it out for Tuscola here in the bottom of the first. First pitch swing, and that's going to be popped up towards left field. Weston Dills makes the catch for the first out.
Number 2, Landry Webb.
That's going to bring up Landry Webb. Webb playing shortstop for Tuscola. Steps in, first pitch from Josiah Ash, popped up foul. just missing a vehicle pulling into the parking lot. So it's 0-1 count. Ashes 0-1 pitch. Hit towards left center field. That's going to be down, getting past Aiden Foxworth. Going to get to the fence, and that's going to allow Webb for a stand-up double here with one out in the bottom of the first.
Number 8, Ian Omsler.
That's going to bring up Ian Omsler. Holmes are playing left field tonight. First pitch misses low and away. One oh pitch. That one's going to hit. Ball hit. Cody Kilpatrick jumps up, makes the catch, flips it over towards second, doubles up Landry Webb to end the first inning. And Mountaineers down 1-0 as we move to the second. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. And here, top of the second in and up for Smoky Mountain, will be Dawson Gunner, Josiah Ash, and Hunter Cole.
6-7-8 hitters in the lineup.
Gunner stepping in. First pitch from Harrell. Oh, plunks him in the back. And that's going to bring up Josiah Ash. So Ash stepping in, runner on first.
Ash is the pitcher tonight for the
runner going, Mustangs. Ball hit. Oh, that's going to have the hit and run on.
That's going to be caught. Landry Webb leaning towards second base because the runner was going and caught him out of position and went right where he was.
So that's going to put runners at first and third, no outs. Hit and run.
It worked that time.
It did. That's going to bring up Hunter Cole.
Well, Landry would have had a play on it. Of course, like I said, he was leaning toward going towards second base with the runner and hit it where he ain't. That's the name of the game.
It is. And Landry almost got caught back up to it, but it did dribble by him in shallow outfield. So no outs, runners at first and third, Smokey leading 1-0, top of the second.
Hunter Cole here, the number 8 hitter in the lineup.
Pickoff throw to first.
Catcher.
Ash is safe.
Yeah. Still nobody out right here in this inning.
Another pickoff throw. First pitch to Ash is called a strike.
Good pitch right there.
Or excuse me, Cole. So 0-1.
Mason's just thrown three pitches so far this inning, but you've got runners on first and third.
Yeah. And 0-1 misses up, 1-1.
No.
A 1-1 pitch, runner going, and he will be safe as Jonas mishandled the ball and it dropped right at him. So now runners at second and third. No outs, count.
I don't know if Jonas was
one ball, two strikes.
Try to throw that one anyway, even if he hadn't bobbled you.
Now,
I don't believe I would. You got a runner on third.
Yeah.
You're not going to take a chance on giving him a. Ooh, ooh, good pitch.
Wow. Breaking ball got him right there.
Frozen.
So one away, and that's going to bring up Aiden Foxworth.
Number nine hitter in the lineup. Playing second base tonight for the Mustangs.
Foxworth stepping in. Runners at second and third. And did commit.
Yeah, he committed on that one. That's
0-1.
I'd love to see Mason pitch his way out of this one, Branson. With
yeah, runners at second and third.
Had runners at second and third, nobody out. And struck out that last batter if he could.
That one popped up to Ian Omsler out in left field.
That's probably going to score one run here from third. He's coming.
Makes the catch. Needs to hit his cutoff right there because that allows that runner to move up to home. I mean up to third. And there was nobody covering home right there. Somebody here's getting lucky. Makes it a 2-0 game.
Back
with
to
two
the
away.
Top of the order.
That's going to bring Andy Moore up to bat. Single his first time up. Good pitch right there. Just misses. 1-0.
Yeah, Moore single that first time up and scored their first run.
That 1-0 missing outside, 2-0. Stays up, so 3-0.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has...
Three-zero pitch on its way.
Good.
Squared the bunt. Called strike. So 3-1. The 3-1 pitch. That one hit down on the ground. Back to Mason. Runs over to first.
Easy
flips
play
it over.
For the third out. Wait a minute. Mason, good job right there. Pitched his way out of that. Had, like we said, runners two runners on and nobody out.
Yeah, only give up a run right
only
there.
Only give
big.
Up one run. That was real big.
So we're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to. Oh, I'm sorry. We're at the bottom of the inning here. I'm all discombobulated. We want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. So Mountaineers here in the bottom of the second inning. Going to bring up August Fama, Eli Freeman, and Sean Gilliland.
13 pitches that inning for Mason, and that was a good inning. That's about, you can keep it right around there. You know, that's what you want to do. So he's averaging about 15, it's about 16 inning right now.
And that's pretty good. That's about where you want to be.
Yeah.
So.
Like I said, we need to keep him in this, out there on that mound as long as we can.
Lady Mountaineers softball got beat 10-7 here against Franklin.
Swain.
Against Swain, you're right.
10-7.
How about it? Number 15, August Fama.
And August Fama will be the batter now for Tuscola.
Yeah, we're in the heart of the order right here. Got the 4, 5, and 6 hitters up. Fama, of course, third baseman for the Mountaineers.
First pitch, low and away, 1-0.
Strong arm, too, Fama does from third base there. Man, he can gun it.
So the 1-0 pitch. That one fouled off down the third baseline, 1-1. Ooh. Fouls it off.
Following. Good cut. Two good cuts at the ball. Two foul balls.
Count now 1-2. Ooh, that one stays up. 2-2 count.
Got to guard that plate right now. Down 2-0. We need some. Get the bats rolling, like you said earlier, Branson, tonight.
2-2 pitch. That one's going to be low. Full count here now.
Get some base runners out here. Make something happen. We got to plate some runs here.
Ooh, stays alive right there. That cut. Full count still. Now batting number name. So the 3-2 pitch on its way. Mounds are going to pop up, so it stays 3-2. Found off again. Listen, that does nothing but help running the pitch count up.
That's
on
right.
Ash.
Fallman's making them work. That's about 4 or 5 foul balls in a row.
3-2 count here as Ash starts to wind up again. And the dirt. And that's going to put August Fama on with a walk.
Good at bat right there.
Good at bat. Good battle right there.
All right, got the number 5 hitter in the lineup, Eli Freeman.
First pitch to Eli Freeman, low and away, 1-0.
I'm just not sure. I can't limit it. You're doing it.
And that one missing outside 2-0. Kenny, I was mentioning boys will be playing in a tournament next week. Kenny, I believe down in Shelby?
Shelby, yeah, I think so.
2-0 pitch swung on, missed. Count now, 2-1. Ash checking the runner at first. But it did step off the mound, though, for a second. Tuscola in all white today with the black writing and black numbers on the back. August Fama going throw down to first or third.
Second.
Gosh, second. I can't even talk today, Kenny.
Who's
he
on,
will be safe.
Who's on first?
So Fama slides in safe to second. And Eli Freeman with a 2-2 count. Ball chopper back to the mound. And we're going to get Fama in a rundown. As he was thinking the pitcher was going to go ahead and go to first with it. But that's going to put Eli on first, but that's going to be an out for Fama.
Got caught in no man's land there between second and third.
And that's going to bring up Sean Gilland. That first pitch misses low and away. 1-0. Josiah Ash checking the runner at first. Throws to first. Eli Freeman will be safe. The 1-0 pitch. That one hit. It's going to be. Oh. What a play by Lane Plemons, catching it in the hole, but he's not going to have a play, and that's going to put runners at first and second with one out.
That was a beautiful play right there, shortstop for the Mustangs. Backhanded that in the hole between more toward third base and backhanded that, but just turned and didn't have time to make a play anywhere. So, but, boy, that was a real stab on that ball, wasn't it, Grass?
Was that's a good play going that having to go that deep in the hole to make the catch. But that's going to bring up Jonas Jones.
Ash. Jonas is the number 7 hitter in the lineup, playing catcher.
Ash checking that runner at second. First pitch to Jones in the dirt. That's going to move the runners up to second and third. Both runners kind of got a late jump on that, Kenny.
I don't think they knew it got away from the catcher there for a second. Or Eli Freeman that was on second. You're right, he didn't take off right away.
So 1-0 count.
Ooh.
Jones held back right there on that high pitch. 2-0.
Thought he was going to go around on that one.
The 2-0 pitch. That one popped up foul. Count now 2-1. Kenny Jones get a base hit right here. He could possibly tie it up. The 2-1. And he did square the bunt, and that will be called strike. Evens it at 2-2.
Yeah, you're right, though. A base hit right here would be, probably would be two runs. You got enough speed there on second base to score. Attaboy.
Way to battle right there. Makes it a 3-2 count. That pitch was outside, but Kenny both first and third playing real close, thinking it's going to be something short, but with an 0-2 or a 3-2 count, I don't think we have to worry about it.
Third base backing up.
Good swing right there, but just misses. Two away.
Cameron Hall.
That's going to bring up Cameron Hall.
Hall is the DH tonight for the Mountaineers. Batting in the eighth spot.
Cameron had a base hit RBI single last Monday night to help against West Henderson. That first pitch on the corner, 0-1. Ash's pitch. Hit back up the middle. Cameron Hall going to score one.
Going to score two.
And the second run's going to be in. Ties it up 2-2. And the ball gets past the catcher. Cameron Hall moving up to second. So another big hit by Cameron Hall. 2 weeks in a row. Two Monday nights in a row, Kenny.
Oh, I know. He, right when you need it, man. I tell you, I'm tickled for him.
So Tuscola off of a single by Cameron Hall ties it up 2-2 here in the bottom of the second.
That single and then that ball getting away back here and from the catcher back here, and Cameron on now on second base, two outs. Elijah Hampton up.
And first pitch misses 1-0. Ooh, that one brushing the jersey back right there, 2-0 count.
Yeah, that was a timely hit by Cameron Hall right there a minute ago, Branson, right up the middle. Couldn't have placed it any better.
No. Perfect back over the mound up the middle.
That was a good place. You know, you had Sean Gillen there on second base. He's got some speed. And that hit in the center field on the ground, that allowed him to score all the way from second. Elijah Hampton up here now with two balls, no strikes. Ooh.
And that pitch called strike. Makes it a 2-1 count. So runner second with two away.
Another one inside on him.
So it's a 3-1 count on Elijah Hampton. Ash's pitch. Stays up. We're going to walk Elijah Hampton.
Now batting number 7, Mason Harrell.
So now we got runners at first and second.
Top of the order.
Two away. And the score tied 2-2. As Kenny said, back at the top of the order with Mason Harrell.
Flew out to left field his first at bat tonight.
Breaking ball called strike on him.
Took something off of that pitch too right there, Branson. That.
Yeah, it was
come in a little slower on it.
0-1. Swung on, missed. 0-2. Over two count, runners at first and second. Ooh, that one got away from Ash. Count now, one ball, two strikes.
Right over Mason Harrell's head. Had to duck that one.
The 1-2. That one popped up. 2-2. Can y'all be curious once we get out of this top of the third how many pitches that Ash has gone this inning, this half inning?
Yeah, well, I hadn't been keeping his tonight. I've been keeping Mason's. I don't know, but he's through a lot tonight.
2-2 is now 3-2. So good battle right here between Mason and Ash. So 3-2 pitch. Fouled off. So Mason stays alive right here. Harrell stepping back in with a 3-2 count. Two away, runners at first and second. And the 3-2. I thought that was 3-2. I guess that makes it 3-2 now.
Yeah, it's 3-2 now, yeah.
Kenny, I'm going to have to apologize. I'm out of it today, it seems like.
Yeah.
So full count. Runners going. Pitch fouled off. So count will stay 3-2. Ash's 3-2 pitch.
Runners are going.
Oh. And he swung on and missed. So three away. As we move to the third inning, Tuscola tying it up 2-2. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling.
John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. And then we have all your regular features, too, like Johns Hopkins Medical Minute, the Farm Report, and the flea market at 8:30. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576-3577. Good Morning Haywood, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your radio home for Tuscola Spring Sports.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Score tied 2-2. Tuscola having a big bottom half of the second.
New ball game right now, Branson. Ball game.
Yeah, Cameron Hall coming up big with runners at second and third with a base hit to tie it up.
Got the top of the order up for the Mustangs now.
And Kenny, like I said, he had a big hit last Tuesday night with Wes Henderson over here in that first home game, having an RBI single. So Cameron starting to swing the lumber a little bit.
Yeah. Doing a good job already here. Andy Moore, the leadoff hitter, up, singled his first time, scored a run, one of their two runs.
This is Lane Plemons.
You're right.
Lane Plemons, he fouled that first one off 0-1.
I didn't draw my line on my score sheet here. You're right. Lane Plemons up.
The 0-1 pitch from Harrell. As Plemons try to lay down a bunt, and that will be foul. 0-2.
Plemons grounded out to third base his first time up.
Plemons sipping back in with the 0-2 count. Pitch from Harrell. Another hit right back up the middle right there to Elijah Hampton in center. So another single, or a single for Lane Plemons.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving.
Clean base hit right there. Like you said, straight up the middle.
And that's going to bring up Weston Deals.
Left fielder for the Mustangs. Singled his first time up.
Pickoff throw to first.
Back in the first, Branson.
And Lane Plemons will be second, or safe. Yep, ball hit. It's going to be foul. So Dill stepping back in.
Boy, that looked good from here.
Just missed. Pitch stayed up for a ball. No outs, runner at first. Runner going. Throw down. He will be safe. Ball gets into the outfield, but Elijah Hampton backing him up, and that's going to keep that runner at second. Still getting instructions from Coach Plemons at third. 2-1 pitch. So he bunts. Catch made by Mason Harrell. And Kenny, that was just he went to bunt and it hit it. It went right at Mason. So
yeah, stayed up there and runner on second got back in time.
And that's going to bring up Will Clonch here. In the top of the third. One thing about Smokey Kings, once they get on, they're not afraid to run and get in, try to get in scoring position.
That's right. Yeah, their coach likes to run, so.
Clonch stepping in with one out, runner at second. Good pitch, starting him off with a strike. 0-1.
Clonch struck out his first time out. The DH tonight for the Mustangs.
Ooh, swung on, missed. 0-2. Clonch stepping in with 0-2 count. One away, runner at second. Score tied 2-2 here in the top of the third. That one low and away, 1-2. That one low and away makes the count now 2-2. 2-2. Swung on, missed.
Ring him up.
That's two away. And that's going to bring up Luke Rogers.
Rogers flew out to left field first time at bat. Playing third base, batting in the number five in the lineup.
And his first pitch misses low, 1-0. Mason Harrell's 1-0 pitch.
Ooh, good breaking
nice.
Ball. Oh, man.
1-1 now.
Sort of froze him on that one. That one broke about a half a mile.
Mason checking that runner at second. Throws
ooh.
Back to.
Dangerous throw right there.
It is. I think that was more of a scare tactic, Kenny, to try to get him stay closer to the bag because Mason just turned around and threw it to the second baseman.
Always
Bryson Matthews. 1-1 swung on, missed. 1-2.
Those throws to second base like that on a pickoff that scared me because if it's off just a little bit, it's into center field.
So Rogers stepping back in with a 1-2 count. Runner going, swung on, missed.
Got him.
Good pitch right there by Mason.
Ring him up.
So, Tuscola not giving up a run there, and it's still 2-2 as we move to the bottom of the third. We want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vestas Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. And Ash still on the mound for Smoky Mountain as we move here to the bottom of the third. And up for Tuscola will be Landry Webb and Ian Almsler, followed by August Fama. That top half of the third, how many did Mason have?
He had 16 that inning, so he's had 19 in the first inning, 13 second inning, 16 in the third. So still averaging about 16 again inning, so that's still good. He's
like I said, we talked about this last couple of games with baseball, Kenny. Mason, when he pitches, he's going to have to go as much of the distance as he can.
Well, like I mean, you said, we're not that deep on pitching this year. And the longer these boys can go, him and Ian Almsler, and as long as they can go as long as they can, it's going to help the team.
So Ash finishing up his warm-up pitches.
Landry Webb.
That's going to bring up Landry Webb. Webb doubled his first time up. Ooh, first
little,
pitch from Ash.
A little bit high.
Just a bit high. 1-0. That 1-0 pitch misses, so it's a 2-0 count.
Landry's is about as good a contact hitter as you'll see.
So three straight pitches called ball on Webb. So interesting to see if he gets the green light right here, Kenny. The 3-0 pitch from Ash called strike. Yeah. So 3-1.
Taken all the way.
Ball hit down to third. Ooh, right off of Luke Rogers' leg. And Webb's going to be on.
Oh, he scorched that one. That's a, on the ground, that's what you call a worm burner right there. But, boy, I tell you, I know that hurt. That hit him right on the shin. The third baseman here for the Mustangs. I'm going to have to give Landry a hit on that. I mean, that's a single because, Lord, that ball was scorched.
And Luke Rogers, a little bit of a limp right there, and I don't blame him, Kenny. That was a hard hit ball.
Coach or trainer, whoever that is, should come out there and check him because, yeah, that ball.
Because, you know, Kenny, when that hit him, that went back across the infield.
Yeah, that's that. Right? You know that hurt. He's tough, though. He's still out there with it.
That's going to bring up Ian Omsler now.
Ian flew, popped out to second base his first time up.
Still a 2-2 game here in the bottom of the third. Ian squared the bump, got his bat back, 1-0. Ash checking that runner at first. Pitch misses outside, 2-0. Ash in no hurry, King, it seems like, on his pitches. The 2-0 pitch. That one be called strike, so it's a 2-1 count. Pickoff throw to first. Landry Webb will be safe. Alms are sitting now with the 2-1, no outs, runner on first. Score tied 2-2 here in the bottom of the third. Another pickoff throw. Runner is still safe. Is going to square the bunt right there, and that one's called a ball, so it's a 3-1 count.
Yeah, I didn't know if he's going to get that bat back in time or not on that one.
I actually thought I was going to hit the bat knob, but he got it back. So Ash's 3-1 pitch to Omsler. Swung on, missed. Full count now. The 3-2. That one hit down to shortstop Lane Clemens. Flips it over to second for one. Throw over to first. Omsler will be safe.
Now batting number 15, August Fama.
That's going to bring up August Fama. One away, runner on. First for Tuscola. First pitch to Fama. Is going to be outside.
He is safe, but he did get under the tag at
Omsler
second.
Omsler stole second. He will be safe.
But, boy, that was a beautiful throw from the catcher for Smoky Mountain.
That one was right on the dime.
I mean, that was on the bag, man. That was a beautiful throw. Fama grounded back to the pitcher who we had runners on base and threw to a force out at third. And
the 1-0 pitch popped up foul is going to be big. That's going to make it a 1-1 count. So 1-1 count, runner at second for Tuscola with one out. Fama going to call time as Ash had slowed his pitches down here. Now he's back in, as we said, 1-1 count, one out, runner on second. Tied game 2-2, bottom of the third. Ash's pitch going to hit right back up the middle.
That's
past the diving Kilpatrick. And they're going to hold up that runner at third in Omsler. And that's going to put number runners five, at first and third with one out. Probably a smart move right there, Kenny, because center fielder of Foxworth had come in, and he was pretty shallow when Omsler got to third.
It took a good throw, but if he had a good throw, they would have nailed him. Yeah, you're right.
So Eli Freeman, the batter. One pitch from Ash, swung on, missed. 0-1.
Eli hit into a fielder's choice that first time up.
The 0-1. That's going to be popped up. That might score one.
Fly ball.
Catch made by Foxworth. Throw going to be home. And pitcher cuts it off. Tuscola taking the lead 3-2 here in the bottom of the third. So Freeman doing his job getting that run in. August Fama stays at first on that tag up. And that's going to bring up Sean Gilliland. First pitch swing, and that's popped up. And Foxworth a long ways come in, makes the catch. For the third out. Ooh. Kenny, he had to run a long ways to make
I'd
that.
Say, he come a long way to catch that one.
So, after three, Tuscola taking the 3-2 lead. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Looking to promote your business with inexpensive advertising? Dynamic Advertising and Marketing can help. Their advertising targets the exact profile of customers you are looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, offering free design and full-color advertising. Give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started.
Hello, it's John Anderson. Can't get enough of the flea market? Well, we've got a special treat for you. Monday through Friday at 3 p.m., we'll play back the Flea Market Rewind. That's all the calls from that morning show. Plus, if you'd like the Flea Market Rewind on demand, just visit WPTLradio.net and download the show you want. It's the Flea Market, 8:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday on WPTL.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. top of the fourth inning, Tuscola taking a 3-2 lead back at the bottom half of the third. And, Kenny, I want to say that those hits were sponsored by Dynamic Advertising. They target the exact profile of customers you are looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started. Up for Smoky Mountain here in the top of the fourth will be Dawson Gunner. First pitch to him will be called a ball low and away.
Not Kenny. The 6, 7, and 8 hitters up for Smoky Mountain here in the top of the fourth.
And that pitch popped up foul. And that's going to be a 1-1 count. Of course, Kenny Gunner got plunked his first time up on the first pitch.
Yeah, he did. Hit by pitch.
So 1-1 pitch from Harrell. Going to hit back up the middle, played by Landry Webb. Throw over to first, one away. Good play by Landry right there. Getting squared up and making a good throw. And that's going to bring up Josiah Ash.
Singled his first time up. The pitcher tonight for so far for the Mustangs.
Good breaking ball. Gets him on strike one.
That was a good pitch right there. Mason broke that thing right in and away.
The 0-1 just misses 1-1. Pause and play here. Somebody out there in center field's got their lights on.
Oh, yeah, that one light there. Sort of shining through the windscreen, but it's looking right at a batter. Right, if the batter's in the box, he'd be looking right out that way.
And there we go. Got him off. Kenny, did you get to watch any opening weekend of baseball this weekend?
No, but Hayden kept me up posted on it.
1-1 pitch. Ooh. That one misses 2-1. Braves had a good series against the Royals. 2-1 pitch. Stays up 3-1.
Yeah, Hayden was telling me what all was going on with it, but I said, Hayden, I don't know none of them players. Every year it's the same thing. You have to learn who your players are because they're all different every year just about.
And 3-1 pitch misses.
He's telling me about that walk-off grand slam, though.
Oh, yeah, Saturday night, that was huge. I got to see it. Of course, I called that series this weekend the Meatloaf series because 2 out of 3 ain't bad since they got 2 out of 3 from Kansas City. Yeah. So Hunter Cole up now for Smokey. Hits the first pitch down on the ground. Landry Webb flips over to second for one. And Bryce Matthews makes the throw, and Gillen drops it as it gets into his glove. Almost a double play right there.
I believe that would have been 2.
That's going to bring up Aiden Foxworth. Foxworth stepping in. He flew out to left field his first time up. So 2 away. Harrell checking that runner on first. Pickoff throw over. Runner will be safe.
Foxworth, the number 9 hitter in the lineup. blew out to left field his first time up.
Foxworth looked like he was getting ready to try to lay down a bunt, Kenny, and that ball was high, and he got back.
Runner's going, I think.
1-0 pitch.
Nope.
Oh, bunt straight up. Jones running back, makes the catch. Big play right there. So, nothing happening for Smoky Mountain here in the top of the fourth as we move to the bottom. We want to recognize our sponsors. We can't do these games without them. And if you're around town or anywhere and you see these businesses, make sure you tell them thank you for allowing us to be able to broadcast these games this year and in the years past. So we want to thank Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vestas Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. And up for Tuscola, here in the bottom of the fourth, will be Jonas Jones, Cameron Hall, and Elijah Hampton. Man, a blast from the past comes walking in. Evan Connor. Ashley on the mound for Smokey. For Mentor Kenny, I thought our lights went out, but softball will turn their lights off.
Yeah. See, something went off all of a sudden, didn't it?
Of course, reminder, we will be broadcasting the softball game Thursday evening as T.C. Robertson comes over. And Tuscola picking up that first game victory over in Skyland at T.C., 12-6. That game will be at 5:30 Thursday.
7, 8, 9 hitters up, Branson.
First pitch to Jones. Ooh, good cut right there. 0-1.
Jones struck out his first time up back in the second.
0-1 pitch hit towards second baseman. Cody Kilpatrick makes the catch, so one away.
Kilpatrick didn't have to move but one step there to catch that ball right at him.
Yeah. That's going to bring up Cameron Hall.
Cameron, a big single that last time up, drove in two runs. Two of the three runs that the Mountaineers have so far tonight.
Ooh, called strike on that first pitch. 0-1. Cameron stepping back in with the 0-1 count. Ash's pitch. That one low and away. 1-1 now. Of course, next week is spring break in Haywood County. We won't have any games next week, but the following week it will be Pisgah week. 1-1 pitch. That one messes up. 2-1.
That pitch looked pretty good right there. But
it did. It must come in a little high, though. Broke late. The 2-1. Fouled off. Evens it at 2-2. Oh,
check swing.
He went two away now.
Elijah Hampton.
That's going to bring up Elijah Hampton.
Elijah walked his first time up. Number nine in the bat order.
Ooh, good off-speed pitch. Got him to swing right there, 0-1. The 0-1 pitch is now 1-1 count. Ashes 1-1. Ooh, that one got away from him. 2-1. Ashes in the windup. Ball pitch. That one fouled back. Count stays 1-2. Or, excuse me, moved to 2-2. Ash in the windup, his 2-2 pitch. Ooh, man, Ken, that looked like a pretty good pitch right there.
I know, I did.
Count now 3-2. The 3-2. And Hampton drawing a walk.
Now batting number 7, Mason Harrell.
You know, I told you I hadn't been keeping up with the pitch count on Ash tonight. But he's bound to be getting up there close to his day. He's worked from behind on a lot of batters. Looking at our score sheets, he's went full count on a bunch of batters tonight.
Mason Harrell, the batter now, is top of the order. Two away, runner on first. First pitch misses high, 1-0.
Mason struck out that last time at bat. Looked kind of frustrated from striking out there. So let's see what he does right here.
The 1-0.
Ooh, off-speed
call pitch. Strike ball thrown by that catcher down to first. That's going to allow Elijah Hampton to get to second on his way
to
third.
Yeah.
The right fielder had a hard time picking that ball up on the fence. But Hampton going to move all the way over to third. In a scoring position now. That pitch called strike on Mason makes the count now 1-1. Mason with a chance to help himself a little bit more with some insurance right here. The 1-1 pitch in the dirt, 2-1. Ash's 2-1 pitch. 3-1 count now.
Two outs, but it'd be nice to get that insurance run right
you're
there.
You're not kidding.
On third base, it'd be nice to get him in.
The 3-1 called strike. So full count now. Two away, runner on third. Tuscola leading 3-2 here in the bottom of the fourth. Payoff pitch popped up in the infield.
Straight up. Lane short Clemens stop getting under it.
Making the catch for the third out. As nothing happened for the Mountaineers here in the bottom of the fourth. As we move to the top of the fifth, we're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Top of the fifth inning, Tuscola leading 3-2 as we are coming to you from the Stevenson Pest Control press box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Mason Harrell still doing a good job on the mound, Kenny, keeping those pitches around 16 an inning.
Yeah, he's did real good that last inning there. He only had, let me count up here and see.
Smoky Mountain bringing the top of their order up here in the top of the fifth. Andy Moore, the batter for Smoky.
I only got like 10 pitches that last inning, Branson. So Mason's sitting at 58 pitches right now.
First pitch to Moore, misses low, 1-0. Good breaking ball, oh, strike.
That was pretty, wasn't it?
1-1 count.
He's Mason's in good shape right now, and the pitch is right at the moment. Barring a big inning by Smoky Mountain, he's kept his pitch count down pretty good.
1-1 missing outside. Count now 2-1 on Andy Moore. Mason Harrell in the windup pitch. Hit right back at him. Good snag. Throws over to first for the first out.
Good fielded play on Mason. That's one of them plays where he threw his glove up and turned and says, look what I've got.
I think he kind of surprised himself that he had it there for a second. Up now for Smokey will be Lane Plemons. First pitch to Mason. Man, Mason's got that breaking ball working 0-1 now.
That was working there, yeah.
Plemons stepping out of the box right there.
Plemons grounded out to third base his first time up and then singled his last at bat.
0-1 pitch.
Uh-oh, that could be trouble. It is.
Yeah, Pant's going to get – he's going to be on with one out. And Kenny, he – bunted, man, it hit that grass and just died.
Yeah, that was
had come a long ways.
It went down in the perfect spot, yeah, by the time either Fama or Mason Harrell, the pitcher, could get to it. He had, Plemons had it beat out. Give him a single on that one.
That's going to bring up Weston Deals with one out, runner on first. Mountaineers leading 3-2 here in the top of the fifth. First pitch, that's going to be trouble down in right center field. Eli Freeman coming up with a throw towards second, and ball gets past Bryce Matthews, and that's going to allow that runner to come to second. And that's going to be runners at second and third with one out. That's going to bring up Will Clonch now.
DH tonight for the Mustangs struck out both times he's been up tonight, back in the first and back in the third.
And his first pitch misses, 1-0.
Mason needs to get hit this man right here. Get that second out.
There's that breaking ball. 1-1 count.
And breaking balls will get you.
1-1 fouled off. Moves the count to 1-2. Kenny, are they going to have valet parking to pick our vehicles up for us since we're so far out there after the game?
Where did you park at?
I think I'm right there at the front door of Hazelwood or Junalusk Elementary.
Oh,
a dribbler up. Oh, miscommunication between Mason and Jonas Jones right there. And Mason thought that Jonas was going to come up with and throw to first, but that's going to be put bases loaded with one out. And Luke Rogers, the batter. So Luke Rogers up to bat now for Smokey.
Rogers flew out to left field first time up tonight, struck out second at bat.
Harold's first pitch low and away, 1-0. Harold's pitch. There we go. 1-1. Can you keep anything on the ground right here in the infield, you can at least try to go home.
Yeah, get that lead. That lead runner.
1-1 pitch.
Ooh, stayed foul. Ooh, that was close.
Count 1-2 now. Rogers taking a big, deep breath before he steps in with a 1-2 count. Mason shaking off Jones on a couple of pitches right there. The 1-2.
Oh, good pitch. Oh,
wow.
Man.
Must have stayed up.
Woo.
2-2 count now. I think everybody thought they was going to
ring him
up.
I thought he had him on that one.
So the 2-2 pitch.
He got
there
him on that one now. There he was.
So two away, and that's going to bring up Dawson Gunner.
Gunner was hit by pitch on his first at bat, and then he grounded out to shortstop. Second at bat.
Gunner meeting his third base coach halfway down the third base line before he steps into the box. Kenny, I don't know if they're going to try to play some kind of little bit of small ball right here, try to get a run in to tie it up. And there it comes. And that's going to tie it up 3-3. Is that, Kenny, you call that a sacrifice steal? I know there is a,
I don't know if you just rule it as a stolen base. I mean, Mason, I don't know what he was thinking, you know. He could have just stepped his foot back and thrown to home and got him coming home. And
so the first pitch to Dawson Gunner is going to miss 1-0. Pitch. Big swing right there and a miss. 1-1. And Kenny, you know, Lane Plemons kind of had to think something like that was getting ready to happen as quick as he is. Runner going to second. Coming home with it. Yeah. And that runner's going to be safe. As the man on first just casually started jogging towards second. Mason stepped off through to second, and the guy on third came home. And he beat the throw there. So a 4-3 ball game here in the top of the fifth.
Mountaineers going to really have to get those bats rolling now.
1-1 pitch. Foul tip right there. Makes it a 1-2 count. The 1-2. Tried to get him to chase. Stays out. 2-2. Popped up foul. So we'll try it again. Two-two pitch on its way again. Bound hit down towards Landry. Webb at short, long throw over. Gets him at first. So three away. But Smokey picking up two runs to make it a 4-3 ball game as we move to the bottom of the fifth. And as we get there, we want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vestas Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. Kenny, they got the bases loaded, and we knew the way they like to run. And when Gunner got up, I was thinking, man, they're going to try and play something small. And he no sooner stepped into the batter's box, and
yep,
he sent that runner home. And like you said, all Mason had to do was just step off the rubber right there and throw home.
Well, I think it caught him off guard.
It did catch him off guard. You could see it sort of.
Yeah, he didn't know exactly what was going on.
Confused him a little bit.
Yeah, it confused him. He didn't really know what was going on there for a second, you know. And I don't know, like you said, how you rule out against, you know, if he was bunting the ball, it'd be a suicide squeeze, you know. But
yeah.
Just rule it, I guess, a stolen base, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, no, wasn't no contact, no trying to make contact. He stole from third, just stole home.
Yeah, because he hadn't even started his windup to pitch either. So
no. All right, we've got our number 2, 3, 4 hitters up the heart of the order. Landry Webb up. We got to get the bats rolling, like you said earlier tonight, Branson. That's going to be a key to the game.
Yeah.
We have to get our bats going. We have to score some runs. Got Landry. Right.
Number two.
Webb leading off the number two hitter in the lineup. Landry's 2-for-2 tonight. Got a double his first time up, single his last at bat. Be nice to get him on base again right quick here, Branson.
Yeah, no kidding. That first pitch from Ash.
Get a couple of runners on here so we can make some, manufacture some runs, as the old saying goes.
Ash's 1-0 pitch. It's 2-0 count now as that one stays inside. Of course, Tuscola, as we were mentioning, Tuscola coming in tonight 7-5, 4-1 in the conference. First pitch, there we go by Landry. That one's going to be into left center field. That one's going to be down, taking a look at second. He's going to hold up, though. So good leadoff single for Landry here in the bottom of the fifth.
Now batting number 8, Ian Ogsler.
That's what we wanted right there, leadoff hitter on base.
And that base hit sponsored by Dynamic Advertising. That's going to bring up Ian Omsler.
Ian flew out to second base his first time up and then hit into a fielder's choice.
Ian laying the bunt down. That one's good. That one's having to run a long ways for third baseman Luke Rogers, and he makes that snag but moves that runner up to second.
Number 15, August Alma.
Kenny, I think if that ball hadn't have taken that first bounce, I think it could have got through for Ian.
Yeah, that was a good bunt. I mean, it was pretty.
And that's going to bring up August
Placed
Fama.
Real good. Fama now up. Grounded out that first time. I walked his first time at bat, but got through out on base and singled his second time up.
A one pitch in the dirt, and it gets away from the catcher, Hunter Cole. That's going to move Webb up to third. So 1-0 count. And, Kenny, this is the only game that the boys will have this week. So a nice little break for them moving into spring break tournament next week.
Right.
So the 1-0 pitch by Fama popped way up.
Took.
And is it going to tag up?
Nope.
And a throw in from Aiden Foxworth keeps Landry Webb at second. Kenny has probably a good idea because that was a pretty good
throw
in.
Yeah, it was. You know, that was a.
Now batting number 5.
And that's going to bring up Eli Freeman.
Yeah, win tonight would be good, like you said. And then they've got a few days rest before that tournament, but need to tie this up right here.
First pitch to Eli Freeman. Check swing. Oh, field umpire standing at second said he went. And I'm not sure. If it had been at first, I would have maybe could have argued that. But 0-1 pitch puts the swing right there, puts Eli Freeman in the hole at 0-2.
Eli flew out to center field his last at bat.
That pitch got past the catcher. That's going to allow Landry Webb to score and tie it up 4-4 here in the bottom of the fifth. And that's going to give Eli Freeman with a count of 1-2. One, two to Freeman. Ooh.
Little inside.
That one nicked him.
Nicked him, I guess, because they're giving him the base.
Now batting number 9, Sean Gilliland.
That's going to bring up Sean Gilliland.
Sean singled his first time up and then flew out to center field his last at bat, so. This is going to get interesting, Branson.
Yeah. Eli's going to have to be on his horse right here for sure because Gillen.
Eli's got a big lead there at first base.
Ash checking the runner. That pitch low and outside 1-0. Outside corner makes it a 1-1 count. Ash's pitch hit
by
Webb. That's going to be in the hole. Wow, what a catch! What a catch and throw by Lane Clemens, but it's going to be late. That's going to put runners at first and second.
Great play by the shortstop right there. Man, that was in the hole. That was, I thought, I didn't even think he was going to field that ball right there. So I said, you know, that's in, that's a base hit right there. But, boy, he made a really good play. But, of course, we give him a base hit.
Well, he makes that catch, Kenny, and that keeps that runner at second. But then he came up firing.
He got an arm. Ain't no doubt.
Jonas Jones, the batter now, with the runners at first and second with two away. Score tied 4-4 here in the bottom of the fifth.
Ooh.
Pitch called strike on the inside corner. And, of course, that base hit right there by Gillen is brought to you by Dynamic Advertising.
Jonas struck out his first time up and then popped out to second base his second time up.
0-1 pitch. Eli going, he will be safe, and that's going to move both runners up to second and third with two away. Jones with a chance right here to take the lead on a base hit.
Too bad we got two outs right here. Just putting the bat on the ball would score a run right here, but
there's a shot by Jones. Is it going to be down? It's down.
Two runs going to score. Well,
at least one. That's going to move Jones up to second, though.
It was a good thing he held up at third because there was another perfect throw from center field. I mean, that was on the plate.
That's going to make the score 5-4 with two outs. And Jones with a timely double right there, Kenny, to make it 5-4. Big hit right there by the sophomore.
Yeah, he needed that one. We needed that one.
That's going to bring up Cameron Hall. Of course, Cameron had a big base hit earlier in the game. His first one scored two runs to tie it up. So another chance right here for Cameron to add to that one run we've got here in the bottom of the fifth. And that base hit was sponsored by Dynamic Advertising. Ash's first pitch to Cameron. That's going to be down.
Drop. That's a blooper. That's a Texas leaguer.
Oh, he got behind two. One run in. Two runs in. Cameron Hall on his way to second. Looking at the runner. Coaching that third.
What about that?
Cameron Hall coming up big.
Number 12, Elijah Hampton.
Wow. So that makes it 7-4 here in the bottom of the fifth. And that base hit was sponsored by Dynamic Advertising.
I don't know. I believe I'd give him an error on that one. The right fielder had a chance to make a play on it, and then it got under his glove. He went down forward, touched it, got away from him. Nevertheless, he still got two runs in.
That's going to bring up Elijah Hampton.
Elijah has walked both times he's been up tonight.
So two outs, runner at second. So 2-0 count now on Hampton. Ooh. Good cut right there by Elijah. Fouls it off. Count now 2-1.
Those extra two runs there gives Mason Harrell a little bit of breathing room when he's back out on the mound out there now. 7-4 lead.
2-1 pitch. 3-1 count now. Thing is, Kenny, you know we're going to see the top of that order for Smokey one more time.
Yeah.
And with them with speed, you're just going to have to keep them off the bases as best we can.
Like I say, though, that three-run lead that's big right now.
So Smokey calling a timeout right now. Coach Plemons going out talking to Josiah Ash. And catcher, I think, was having communication problems with the pitch coach. Kenny, did you ever think that you'd have that technology of the all the way down here in high school with the earpieces and everything?
No, I didn't. I mean, that's what I see. You know, you see that thing light up on the back of Jonas Jones.
Yeah.
Back when he's catching, you know, the coach has got a monitor over here and just tells him what pitches to throw from.
3-1 pitch. It's called a ball, so that's going to put Elijah Hampton on for his third time tonight, Kenny walking. And that's going to be two away, runners at first and second. And that's going to bring up Mason Harrell to the top of the order.
Mason's due. He flew out to left field first time up, struck out his second time, then flew out to the shortstop his third time at bat, and he's due.
So Ash's first pitch, that one in the dirt. Good job by Hunter Cole blocking.
Yeah, that almost got away from him.
1-0 count. Harrell steps back in with a 1-0 count. Ash's pitch. That one in the dirt.
Another good block right there by.
Yeah. So 2-0 count.
Mason gets on. You know, you got Landry Webb so we batted around this.
Yeah, Landry started everything off here in the bottom of the fifth. The 2-0 pitch. 3-0 count. And Plemons going to come out again and talk. And
that's three good blocks right there by the catcher.
There may be a pitching change right now. And it looks like they're going to bring in Lane Plemons to pitch. I saw him point at him. So let's see where they move and make adjustments to. So Plemons will be the new pitcher for Smoky Mountain here in the bottom of the fifth. He will be facing Mason Harrell with a 3-0 count. Looks like they may move Josiah Ash to shortstop and just switch positions right there for them. As we said earlier, the girls playing Swain County over here behind us earlier tonight at 5:30, and they were down 5-0 and came back, stormed ahead to 6-5, and ended up losing the game 10-7. So good win from them, because last time they played Swain over there, they got beat 10-0. So,
really?
Yeah, a really good game tonight.
Yeah,
for them.
I hate they lost it, but they made a game out of it.
Mm-hmm. Kenny, I could imagine what the book looks like from Friday night with when they played West Henderson over there and the final being 13-12. That's normally what you'd see in a men's slow pitch game. 25 runs like that. Of course, it's not softball. Remember that night over that we always talk about over at Western?
I'll never forget that one, Branson. You know, all the games that we've done so far, you know, in the years that we've done it, but that's one that, I'll never forget.
Was it 1918 final?
Oh, God, we were going to get something to eat, cookout over after the ball game, and Lord, it was late when we got done. We couldn't even get nothing to eat.
We got breakfast because it was
got a biscuit. Oh, man. I've never been to anything like that. That was...
I think you and I just sort of kept looking at each other like we couldn't believe what was happening.
Well, both teams were ranked, really good. And then, 19 to 18 or whatever it was, score was. All right, Mason. Come on, baby.
It was a 3-0 count. Lane Plymouth's first pitch called strike, so a 3-1 count. As Mason steps back in. Clemens' 3-1 pitch. That's ball four. And that's going to load the bases with two outs. And that's going to bring up Landry Webb that got this whole thing started.
Yep, he singled that last bat, scored a run.
First pitch hit.
High fly ball right field, but that's playable.
Catch made by Dawson Gunner in right field for the third out. As the Mountaineers score four runs to take a 7-4 lead as we move to the top of the sixth inning. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your radio home for Tuscola spring sports.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Mountaineers leading 7-4 here in the top of the sixth inning.
And I've got Mason. Right now, through five innings, Branson, I've got him at 70 pitches, which leaves him with 35 pitches left.
And if he could get out of a short inning right
there. Short inning of about 13, 14, 15 pitches, he'd be in good shape.
And the good thing is Tuscola now, when this lineup against Smokey, Smokey's at the bottom of their lineup. And, Kenny, my thing is, as we said, we're going to be see the top of that order again, probably in the seventh, is where it's all going to happen. And, that's going to be big with a 3-run lead for Tuscola.
You got your 7, 8, 9 hitters up right now.
First pitch to Ash misses up 1-0.
Ash singled his first time up and then walked his second time.
Breaking ball, getting that corner. 1-1 now. One stayed up on him. It's 2-1 now. Pitch. 3-1 count now.
Don't need to lose this man right here now. Mason needs to come back on him right here.
Good pitch.
That's one of them.
Full count now. No outs. Tuscola leading 7-4 here in the top of the sixth. Harrell in the windup. 3-2 pitch.
Oh, good breaking ball. Ring him up. That's one of them. Oh, that was pretty.
Nice breaking ball. Ash knew it too. He just already walked back towards the first base dugout. That's going to bring up Hunter Cole.
Cole, batting number 8 in the lineup, struck out his first time up, hit into a fielder's choice, last at bat. Oh, that breaking ball, those last two pitches, it fell off the table, I'm telling you. That was...
Cole with an 0-1 count.
Ooh.
Just misses 1-1 count now.
Yeah, that one just missed.
The 1-1.
There we go.
Nice pitch. Count now 1-2 two strikes.
Pretty pitch on that outside corner. You know what's coming right here. No, come with the fastball.
That was close to being called.
Just a little bit low.
I think Cole turned around and looked at the umpire and was asking if it's close. So Jonas Jones running out to the mound right fast to talk to Harold. It's a 2-2 count.
Got him. That fastball, yeah, he did. He blew that one by him. Two strikeouts in a row.
So two away. That's going to bring up Aiden Foxworth.
Number 9 hitter in the lineup. Flew out to left field his first time up and then popped up to the catcher back here in his last at bat.
Squares the bunt, lays it down right back at Mason. Nice throw over to first. Three away. Three up, three down here in the top of the sixth.
I don't understand the strategy on that right there. You've got two outs, nobody on. But of course, he's the number 9 hitter in the lineup. Maybe they figured just put the bat on the ball somewhere.
Yeah, and we want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. So up for Tuscola here in the bottom of the sixth will be Ian Omsler, August Fama, and Eli Freeman.
I got Mason with 12 pitches that inning, Branson. It's just what we were saying. That's what. Got him at 82 pitches so far. So
82? So
yeah.
He's got roughly about, let's see how many. About 23 pitches.
Yeah. That was good that he got out of that inning right there on 12 pitches. You know, he's got 23, which he should be good to go for one more. We've got our 3, 4, and 5. Yeah, 1, 2, yeah, 3, 4, and 5 hitters up at the heart of the order, so. Ian Omsler's up. He grounded out to second his first time up. Flew out to second. Hit into a fielder's choice second at bat and then grounded out to third base. First, his last at bat.
First pitch from Clemens inside, ball one. Pitch in the same exact spot, 2-0 now. Clemens wastes no time on his pitches. His 2-0 pitch. That one hit. That may be. Oh, yep. No, it's right into Weston Deals for Mentor. Kenny, I thought that might have been over his head.
I know he didn't even have to move. I don't think he took but one step is all he took out there in left field and made the catch.
That's going to bring up August Fama.
Palmer walked his first time up, singled his second at bat, and then flew out to center field.
First pitch fouled off, 0-1.
His last at bat.
The 0-1 pitch. That one fouled off. That's going to collect a bus.
It's close.
0-2. Clemens' 0-2 pitch to Fama. Hit down on the ground. Third baseman Luke Rogers makes the catch. Long throw over. Throw was offline. And that's going to put August Fama on with one out.
Eli Freeman!
Kenny Fama got down the line quick on that.
You think he would have beat that out?
I think he did. I think he would have.
I'm going to give him a single on that one, too, because, yeah, I think he had that one beat out.
That's going to bring up Eli Freeman. Swings at the first pitch, 0-1. Pickoff throw to first. Fama gets back safe. Eli stepping back in with an 0-1 count. Pitch from Clemens swung on, missed. 0-2 count. Another pickoff throw. Fama safe. And Coach Clemens calling timeout. Ball came in to play from somewhere over
somewhere.
I thought it might have come from their over there in their dugout, but they threw it over the dugout. So 0-2 pitch stays up. One ball, two strikes. Clemens checking that runner, the 1-2. That one hit by Eli
could
Freeman. That
trouble.
Could be down, and it is. So,
number nine, Sean
single by Eli Freeman puts runners at first and second with one out. That's going to bring up Sean Gilland. Gilling called timeout.
Sean is 2-for-3 tonight. Singled his first time up. Flew out to center field his second at bat and then singled his last at bat. Scored two runs tonight.
First pitch swinging 0-1. Clemens checking that runner at second. Bringing the 0-1. Hit right back up the middle.
Oh.
Going to hold the runner.
Nobody.
That's going to put bases loaded with one out.
Jonas Jones.
That's going to bring up Jonas Jones.
Jonas with the big hit that last at bat.
Still only one away. Mountaineers leading 7-4 here in the bottom of the sixth. Now, those base hits are sponsored by Dynamic Advertising.
That's three singles in a row for the Mountaineers. Bama, Freeman, and Gillen.
Oh! That's actually getting... Jones getting hit. It's going to bring a run
number
in.
Number four, Cameron Hall.
That's going to bring up Cameron Hall. It's going to keep bases loaded. And I think they're questioning whether it hit a piece of equipment or if it hit. Hit the knob of the bat. Kenny, I think it got his elbow down there.
I believe it. It may not hit him solid, grazed him. It come through there, but it didn't hit the bat.
That's going to make it an 8-4 ball game with still one out. Cameron Hall, the batter. First pitch to Cameron, swung on, missed. Mighty swing by Cameron. 0-1.
Still just one out. Base is loaded for the Mountaineers.
Clemens' 0-1 pitch. Another mighty cut by Cameron right there. 0-2 count. Cameron stepping back in with 0-2 count. One out, bases loaded. Clemens' pitch. That one stays up. Count now, one ball, two strikes. The 1-2. That one popped up. That's going to be foul. Count's going to stay 1-2. Can you bring a blanket and a pillow?
This game has been awful slow, it seems like. Seem like that to you?
It has.
It's just been slow game.
Slow between pitches. After that foul, count's going to stay 1-2 with one out. Bases loaded. Clemens' pitch. Called strike three.
Now batting number 12.
That's going to bring up Elijah Hampton. First hit by pitch by Hampton. Hit. That's going to get one run in. That's going to make it a 9-4 game.
Now batting number 7, Mason Harrell.
That's going to bring Mason back up. Kenny Mason's dude.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about it.
He's over there. Yeah, he flew out twice tonight, struck out once, and walked once.
First pitch called ball. Two away, bases loaded. That one missing 2-0. There's a shot by Mason. Center fielder making a great running grab right there to end the inning for Smoky Mountain. But Mountaineers picking up one more run. Two more runs.
Two more runs.
That's right. I forgot to mark that one in. To make a 9-4 ball game moving to the top of the seventh inning.
Smoky Mountain's got their top of the order up, Branson. They've got their hitters up. So
Mountaineers needing 3 outs right here to pick up the victory. But we're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. Tuesdays are 2 for Tuesday, where we play double shots of your favorite country artists at 6, 7, and 8. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576, 3577. Good Morning Haywood, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Top of the seventh inning, Mountaineers holding on to a 5-run lead. All in needing 3 outs right here to pick up another conference victory. But as Kenny said before we went to the break, Smoky Mountain bringing the top of their order up, and Andy Moore leading it off for Smoky against Mason Harrell. That first pitch misses outside, 1-0. Moore taking his time, stepped out of the box. Mason Harrell's 1-0 pitch. Wow, that one missed right there, 2-0. Count now on Andy Moore. King needing to get that out right here.
We need this first out for sure.
The 3-0 from Mason, called strike.
That's the way to come back on him here. Here's where Mason's got to dig down deep late in the game.
3-1, called strike.
You start getting tired, but 3 balls, no strikes. Now he's 3 balls, 2 strikes. He's come back on him here. Bring one more right here, Mason.
The 3-2 pitch.
Oh.
Wow.
Outside.
Man, that one just missed. So that's going to bring up Lane Plemons. Kenny, you got to be thinking they're thinking small ball right here, too. So. Well, be prepared to come running in.
Plemons grounded out to shortstop his first time up, and he singled his last 2 at-bats. So he's 2 for 3.
His first pitch misses outside, 1-0. There we go. Nice pitch on the inside. 1-1 count.
Like I say, Mason could be getting a little tired.
Harrell's 1-1.
There's a good
ball hit
pitch.
Down to Landry. Webb, off the glove.
No. He didn't need that. Oh, that was a double play ball.
For sure, 1, like Kenny said, probably 2 right there. But that's going to keep runners at first and second. No outs. That's going to bring up Weston Deals.
the problem being right here now is you're running Mason's pitches out.
Right.
We needed three quick outs is what we needed.
First pitch to Weston Dills, called strike on the inside corner. Oh, 1 fouled off, 0-2. The 0-2. Fouled off. Dills stays alive. Count stays 0-2.
Dills has two singles also on the night. He's singled his first time up. Popped back to the pitcher second time up. Singled his third time up.
Ball hit down over to second. Got the force. As Matthews flips it over to Landry Webb, so one away, and runners at first and third. And Mason will make a pitching change right here. And looks like it's going to be maybe Bryce Matthews, maybe.
I still had him. Of course, now I might miss one or two, you know, a pitch or two here and there during the game. I had him with about 10 more pitches left, but them that walk, the leadoff man, and everything, and. I think Mason may have been getting a little tired.
Yeah. Good thing is we didn't get that out right
there.
Well,
you've got one out. You've got the out. You got one out and a 4-run lead. So.
Yeah, you got one out, runners at first and third. You don't really need to worry about that runner at third base right now. You just need to worry about getting the outs, getting that force at second, or a fly ball, whichever one you can get right here.
But what? Bryson Matthews is going to have to throw strikes, though. That's the thing. He's got to throw strikes.
You're right, does have to throw strikes right here. Tuscola just two outs away from picking up a victory to move them 5-1 on the conference. We'll clunch the batter up now as Matthew finishes his warm-ups.
Klontz struck out his first time at bat, struck out his second time at bat, and singled last time up.
So Matthews now on the mound for the Mountaineers. First pitch. Right back up the middle. Oh,
no.
They just let it go right in between them. Run scores, makes it 9-5. And Kenny,
somebody should have took that ball.
Looks like they've moved. They move Webb to second. Yeah, Landry Webb to second. Move Mason Harrell to short.
Luke Rogers up now.
His first pitch misses. 1-0.
Flew out to left field first time up and struck out his last two at bats. We need a big out right here.
Matthews had started his windup. Luke Rogers calls time and steps out of the box. The 1-0. Man. That one missing outside.
2-0. Had to be just outside because it was a good pitch, good looking pitch from up here.
2-0 pitch fouled off. 2-1. The 2-1 pitch from Matthews. That one's going to be hit into left field. Ball back into the infield, and that's going to keep the runners at bay. Bases loaded, one out. That's going to bring up Dawson Gunner.
Gunner was hit by a pitch his first at bat. He's ground out to the shortstop his last two at bats.
So another meeting with Gunner before he steps into the batter's box.
Could see a squeeze play right here.
Yeah. Thing is, it's not Lane Plymouth, so it's not that speed that they had the last time on the bag. Swung on, missed. 0-1.
Yeah, that is Lane Plymouth on third.
I have him as Lane Plymouth was out on that unless I've got my bag mixed up.
Oh, no, that is down. That's going to tie the ball game. No, they're going to hold it.
So two runs score right there to make it 9-7. Luke Rogers ends up at third and Dawson Gunner at second. So still only one away, and that's going to bring up Josiah Ash. First pitch to Matthews fouled off. 0-1. Oh, 0-1 misses inside. 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Dribbler down.
Get that one
the second.
Out.
Landry Webb over. Two away, but a run does score right there to make it 9-8. And Dawson Gunner moves up to third, and that's going to bring up Hunter Cole. And looks like they're going to bring up, it's going to be a pinch hitter for Smoky Mountain. I don't see his number, but then again, this roster we have doesn't have numbers up on it.
That's a number 10.
That's a 10. Unfortunately, we do not have a name to go with this number. So the first pitch from Matthews with two away. Popped up. Mason Harrell floating out to make the catch. Makes the catch. Tuscola wins 9-8. Kenny, whew, man, wow. You talk about sitting on the edge of your seat.
Oh, that was a barn burner right there at the end, man. I'll tell you, that was big win, but
Well, we're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Looking to promote your business with inexpensive advertising? Dynamic Advertising and Marketing can help. Their advertising targets the exact profile of customers you are looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, offering free design and full-color advertising. Give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started.
Hello, it's John Anderson. Can't get enough of the flea market? Well, we've got a special treat for you. Monday through Friday at 3 p.m., we'll play back the Flea Market Rewind. That's all the calls from that morning's show. Plus, if you'd like the Flea Market Rewind on demand, just visit WPTLradio.net and download the show you want. It's the Flea Market, 8:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday on WPTL.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Exciting game here as the Mountaineers pull it out and hold on to a 9-8 victory over Smoky Mountain to sweep the game. And, Kenny, I think it was a 9-8 game last Thursday night against Smoky Mountain. It was a one-run game. So that's
I'm just sitting here saying, let's don't have extra in. I don't want to be here at 11 o'clock at night, you know.
I guarantee you my food is cold because I haven't had supper yet. So, congratulations to the boys. I'm telling you, that's a big win. Moving to 5-1 in the conference. Now you get the rest of the week off. Then you can move sort of get ready for that tournament next week as they travel down to Shelby for that tournament for. I think it said something like an Easter tournament or something,
I don't know what they call it. Yeah. I think they played in it last year, didn't they? But same thing.
Yeah, I believe they did. We trying to get our player of the game up here, and I hope he hurries because Kenny 3:45 comes really early.
I don't envy you. Let's put it that way. Happen to get up that early.
But Mountaineers picking up a big win. And, again, that's a big win. The last couple of years, that's a much improved Smoky Mountain team than what we've seen.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing against, what Coach Ellenberg did while he was there. But Coach Plemons looks like he's doing a fantastic job over at Smoky for the Mustangs.
I think Mason, he wasn't on his game as much as he was that last game, but he did real good tonight. But I think he just got a little tired there at the end, and he was getting close to his pitch count anyway. He still had a few pitches left, but
I know. Yeah, and it was probably more fatigue than it was anything. So
when they start throwing, getting behind any pitcher, whenever they start getting behind on their count some and start throwing high pitches, you can tell that's when they're getting tired. Yeah. You know, their legs are getting tired.
Yeah.
But
Kenny, I don't see him coming, and we're going to have to get off here. But we'll get a picture of him, and we'll get him up here at the next baseball game. And do like what we did.
Did they not announce it?
No, they had sent somebody out there to get him, but they didn't get him. So, but we'll go ahead and read this off. It's time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award, and today's award for outstanding effort from a Tuscola player goes to Sean Gilland. Looking for a safe place to store your stuff? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs. So, Kenny, that was a big win for them. Sean Gillen going 3-for-4 tonight, scoring 2 runs. So, great performance for him in the field and at the plate. So, good job by him. So, Kenny, you got anything before we close?
No, I think when we'll be back Thursday, right?
We'll be back Thursday.
At the girls' field.
Yep, softball.
Girls' softball Thursday, and we appreciate everybody listening tonight.
And today's game has been brought to you by Mike's Heating and Air, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, WPTL, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. For Kenny Mole, I'm Branson Reese. Tuscola picking up a big 9-8 victory tonight against Smoky Mountain, moving to 5-1 in the conference as they move into spring break next week. We appreciate everybody listening. We'll be back Thursday night. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.